Okay, good evening, Abba Yisai. Good evening, good evening. Very, very important, Ki Mishneh Bura, with regards to Halacha Hadlakas Neiros. It's probably the most important Mishneh Bura when it comes to understanding the mitzvah Hadlakas Neiros. So we learned yesterday, page 72, we learned Simen Reish Samach Gimel, Sifei, and we're still in Halacha Hadlakas Neiros. Let me just quickly go through the Mishneh Bura, the Shulchan Aruch, Sifei, and then go into Mishneh Bura, Sifkot and Chav Aleph. So Sifei taught us, when a person does Hadlakas Neiros of Shabbos, he makes the following, Baruch HaBoruch HaBoruch HaTov HaShem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushonu, P'mitzvah V'tzivonu L'Atniyah Shel Shabbos, Echad Eish V'Echad Eisha with a man, or a lady. Kam B'Yom Tov Tzorech L'Baruch L'Atniyah Shel Yom Tov, similarly on Yom Tov, the correct Baruch is, L'Hadlik Neiros Shel Yom Tov, Yom HaKippurim L'Lo Shabbos, Hivet Yom Kippur, without Shabbos, Yesh M'Shoimah Shel Yivorech, some say Domei Kibrocha, but there's a discussion elsewhere about that. Now, Ramah says, Yesh Mishoyim Yishem Vorach in Kodim Hadlakas, some say you make a bracha prior to lighting, Yesh Mishoyim Yishem Vorach Acha Hadlakas, some say you are lighting after, you are making a bracha after the actual lighting we discussed, Kedei Sheh Ovel HaSiyosah, in order that it should be as much as possible Ovel HaSiyosah. For Lo Yehenim Amen, you should not have a benefit from the light, Ad Lecha Bracha, until after the bracha, because again, you don't want to benefit from it as you fulfilled, you really should be Ovel HaSiyosah, but you literally, now, you don't make the bracha before you try to avoid having benefit. We discussed yesterday, that's why the ladies cover their eyes. The reason why they cover their eyes is because, that's right, because really you should do, make a bracha and then lighting. That's the correct way, really. Here, like in any other mitzvahs, you make a bracha and then you fulfill the mitzvah. Here it's different because some rishonim are of the opinion that by saying the bracha, she's already accepting Shabbos. And therefore, you run into trouble because you make the bracha, now she's accepted Shabbos. Oh, how should she light? Therefore, according to this opinion, that's the Rambam Paskens, you can't make the bracha and then light like you normally do it, but rather you light. And you're probably accepting Shabbos at that point by lighting. And now you're going to make the bracha after that, which is an exception to the rule. Normally you don't make the bracha after the mitzvah. Normally you make it before the mitzvah. But at the very least, you don't have benefit from it. Because really you should make the bracha before fulfilling the mitzvah. Here you can't. Okay, so you can't. But at least don't have any benefit from the light. And therefore they cover their eyes before they make the bracha. I must tell you, I'm trying to convince myself that I'm understanding this. I'm not fully understanding this. It's very hard to understand. I've got a lot of questions on this. I don't fully understand why they should be accepting Shabbos by just making the bracha. That itself sounds to me very, very strange. I never fully understood that. Why are they accepting Shabbos by making the bracha? Why? Obviously, if anything, it's the Hadlakah days. Yeah. Yeah. And the bracha is attached to the mitzvah of hadlaka. It's connected to the hadlaka, the actual hadlaka. We see that if you make a condition, you make a tnai, you don't have to accept Shabbos by making a hadlaka. You could easily light, and that's what men do. When we light, and the other occasion that we light, that men light. When men light, they're not accepting Shabbos by the hadlaka. It's not intrinsically connected. So if anything, so even the hadlaka is not really, by definition, a Kabbalah Shabbos. So certainly not a bracha. Certainly not a bracha. How does that work? I'm not clear now. And I also don't fully understand who we're trying to fool. I mean, if we're saying that the bracha is a Kabbalah Shabbos, okay, fine. So why? So I said that Hadlaka, by lighting you're accepting Shabbos. Okay, so who are you trying to fool by covering your eyes? Who exactly are you trying to fop? Who exactly? Well, there is Hana existing already. There's light has been produced. So close your eyes, Shkoyach. Whom are you trying to fool? Whom exactly? I don't fully understand it. But anyway, this is just on the side. L'maaseh, Rabbi said, is a fascinating Mishneh Bura, which is noger to the real understanding of mitzvah Hadlakas Neiros, Rabbi Yisai. And that is Sifkot and Chovalev. Let's see what he says over here in Sifkot and Chovalev. K'shiyat v'geish, or some say, k'shiyesh chopa b'erev Shabbos, u'machin bo achad ha'shkiyah sachamo. Okay, he's talking about the following case. The Mishneh Bura addresses that what used to be very, very common is that people used to make the chasnas on Friday night. We see that throughout many areas of many siman and many halachas, we see that it was very common to make the chasnas, the chuppah would be on Friday afternoon, and the suda would be on Friday night. The Friday night suda would be the chasna suda. The suda's chasna would be suda's nisun would be Friday night suda. We see that it was very common. And the reason for that, I heard once from Meir Rebbe Agon, Rebbe Yisrael Gantz, one of the Rabbanim Mishnayim, a very, very prime Talmud of Shlomo Zalman, told me the reason was as follows. Because people had no money. People had no money. And one meal a week that you anyway needed to have fleishik, and you couldn't fast, and you had to cook something decent, it was Friday night meal. So if you anyway have to make a meal, you might invite another few people, and the problem chadosh is, and make some of that. So normally people just couldn't afford making chasnas. People just couldn't afford it. It was beyond the affordable. But on Shabbos, you anyway need to make a meal, so you invite another few people, and that would be the suds chasna. But then it was out of question, it was unaffordable to make a midweek fleishik meal. Not only for yourself, but not to invite other people as well. It was completely beyond their remit. And that's why it was very common. In fact, it was a minik, it was established minik that the chuppas would be on Friday afternoon, would be the chuppas, and then the sudas chasna would be on Friday night. It was absolutely common. So I asked then Rabbi Saul Gantz, he said he remembers as a child in Yerushalayim that was the minik. He said that you wouldn't do anything else. He said if somebody would do it at midweek, he was like showing off his wealth. Showing off the wealth. So, and he said it was the Rabbonim didn't like midweek chasnas. So I asked him, so why did it change? So he told me that when the rich Europeans came, the rich Europeans and the rich Americans started moving to Yerushalayim, then it would be a zilzul. They could afford it. And then they introduced midweek chasnas. And he says once they've introduced it, it would be already not respectful, it would be not right really to do Leil Shabbos chasnas. It wouldn't be right anymore, it would be not respectful anymore. And therefore it was stopped. So that's what I heard from Rabbi Shlomo. But we see that it was very, very common. And indeed, this Mishnah also speaks as a matter of fact about Friday night chasanas. And he says, what happens if a person has got a chuppah on the Erev Shabbos, and a person has got a chuppah on Friday night, there's a chuppah and then a chasana. And now you're invited, but you're very reluctant, you're going to join this lady's invited to the Friday night suda, which she wants to go. But she's stuck. Now, what should she do about Hadlokas Neiris? She's not particularly keen to light Hadlokas Neiris before going to that chasna. She's not particularly keen to do that. Because if she lights early, it's not very convenient to light early, because then she can't do melachas anymore. And she doesn't really want to. She wants to still afterwards do melachas. So she's not very keen to be mekabel Shabbos that early. So what should she do? So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Yes, I'm beginning of Sifkot Chofal. We're going to go through all Mishnevu because it's really important, Mitzvah. Yes, I'm Kshesh Chopa Be'erev Shabbos. When is a Chopa on Erev Shabbos? Umeachin Bo Adach Shkia Sachama, and he gets led until after Shkia Sachama. Ve'o Isha and the woman. Eino Yroit says she doesn't want Lekabel Shabbos. She doesn't want to accept Shabbos. Lifnei a Chopa before the Chopa. Pent its story classes with Eze Dover also be Shabbos. So the Chopa itself was fairly delayed. Chuppah runs into Shabbos into the Friday night meal, so she doesn't want to be kabbalish before the chuppah. Al Kain, Mishnah Berurah says, in the name of the Marash, Al Kain Tadlik Aneir Beloy Brocha Kodim Achuppah. What she should do is she should light Hadlokas Neiras before early in the afternoon. She should light after Plagamincha. She should light. Kodim achop before the chuppah, ve'achkach, and after speshchashecha, when it gets dark, tifois yodeh ala neirois, should then cover her aunt ala neirois, ve'tevoch and make a brocha. Yeah, well, tifois literally means tifois yodeh ala neirois on the candles. In other words, yeah, that's right. So it means literally, tifois yodeh ala neirois means literally that it's on the candles. But what he means is that he means cover the eyes, not to have benefit. So we're learning over here. A very important marash, very opinion, very important. He says two massive chidushim in this opinion over here, which Mogen Avraham quotes. What's the two chidushim? Very good. So we're learning two. What do you want to say? Yeah, that we learned already, that after Plagamincha become a... So there's two things really which I'm seeing in this opinion. One is that Kabbalah Shabbos is not directly connected to Hadlokas Neiras. She can light the candles and not be Mekabel Shabbos yet. She can do that. She can light the candles and not be Mekabel Shabbos yet. She's going to light the candles, she's going to go to the chuppah, she's going to come back, and then she's going to make the bracha, and she's going to cover her eyes, and Shalom Aleichem. So that's when she's Mekabel Shabbos. So we're learning that the actual lighting is not obligating her to accept Shabbos. That's one chiddush. And another chiddush is that she can make a bracha and she can fulfill the mitzvah not by actually lighting, but by... Yeah, well, yes. So in other words, she can just actually show up later, and without actually lighting, she can make a bracha on the lit candle as opposed to on the lighting the candle. She can come back after the chuppah. She was doing melachas until now. She comes back after the chuppah. She goes now to the candles. She's poiris yodeo, and she makes a bracha then, and that's how she's mekabel Shabbos. So that's two massive chiddushim. Again, one chiddush is by lighting, you're not necessarily mekabel Shabbos. And the second chiddush is she can mekabel Shabbos and make a bracha by having lit candles, by going to lit candles, as opposed to lighting candles. Two massive chiddushim in the Marash. Yeah. Okay, so let's see what the Mishnah book continues in a minute. Yeah. Oh, all that will be covered in a minute. Will be all covered in a minute. No, so you know what? I'm going to answer the second question straight away. Certainly so. Her husband can certainly do it for her. That's actually a halacha that we learned earlier. That echad eish ve'echad eisha. He just... They're both equally obligated to do the mitzvah. And it doesn't really... She's got more right to do it, but if she can't do it, for whatever the reason is, she can do it with pleasure.
No, but can he lie? Because she's running late, can he lie and then she comes downstairs and
makes the
bracha?
Oh, so based on this marash, can he lie and she make the bracha later? Yeah. Okay, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah questions on this. Says the Mishnah Berurah, or alternatively, if it's still ben hashmoshes, after the chuppah, he says, I have another idea. You know what? Forget about her coming back. She's too rushed. She hasn't got time to come back. It's ben hashmoshes now. She's going to ask her next door neighbor, do you mind? I can't actually physically light anymore. It's a Jewish Sabbath already. But you, do you mind to Bogdan? Yeah, Bogdan or whatever his name is. Can you light for me? And he's going to say shoot. And then he's going to light. So he said you can actually ask a goy to do it for. Because again, according to what we've done, according to his opinion of the Magen Avraham and the Marash, it's not about you physically lighting. We learned that if it's lit, that's good enough. So let the goy light, and she makes the bracha. What's wrong with that? Because it's not about lighting physically, it's about if it's lit, she can make a bracha. And that's... Ask a goy to light. And she shall make the bracha. Full stop. This is the opinion of the Maharash and the Magen Avraham. Now the Magen Avraham doesn't, Mishnah Berurah doesn't like that. And he's going to ask, in Sifkot Nai ask, and the Achronim question this. And they don't like this. And it said, there's no such thing. Come on. You cannot make a bracha if it's lit already. It does not work. You can only make a bracha on lighting, not on it being lit. The bracha is on light, on it being lit. On lighting. It's a birkas hamitzvus. You light, then you make a bracha. If it's lit already, you can't make a bracha. You can ask a goy to light, and you make a bracha. It doesn't work. Similarly, if it's lit already previously, and you come along and you make a bracha, it doesn't work because it's lit already. And certainly, if it's already time that you cannot light anymore, if it's after Nacht, after Ben Hashmoshes, after Shkia, you can't light anymore. So obviously, you can't make a bracha on the lighting. How can you say, if it's Tzivon and Hadlik, if it commanded us to light, it's past this man. And if you're asking a goy to light on your behalf, gamken kosh, that's also very, very difficult to understand. There's a concept that a goy cannot be your shliach. A goy cannot be your shliach. We love them, we respect them, we honor them, but it cannot be your shliach, your extended acting on your behalf for a mitzvah purpose. It's not going to work. He's not commanded to do it, so he can't do it for you. He can't. So to ask a goy to light Shabbos candles, that ain't going to work. It's not working. Ein shlichus le'akum. A goy cannot be your shliach. So v'im kein, ye'enu matlekes ve'ich tevorech. So if she's not lighting, and he is lighting, how can she make a bracha?
ואפילו ישראל המצווה לחברו להדליק, גם כן תעשת דרך חיים את המצווה לבורך רק המדליק. כל שכן בזה דה איש עלי סבורך. So in other words, Mishnah Berurah strongly dislikes it. He says that if you're not lighting, you cannot make a bracha. And if the goy lights for you, that also doesn't work. הוא מסקי ואחרונים, so the consensus of the אחרונים is according to Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Rebbe Kveiga, אין זו אחרת לזה. What is she meant to do about this Friday night chuppah? דהיינו לפעמים את הקיימלון ויכולת לבורך להסנויס על כל פונים לצורך שאינו מקבל לשבס פרדלוקה הוכינה מבינוננו אבל לצורך וצדק תבורך קודם שלך זכופה וססנה.
Says the Mishnah Berurah, forget about this whole opinion of the Maharash. The second chiddush of the Maharash was that you can make a broch on something which is lit. That the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. Second chiddush was that if it's lit you can make a broch, because that doesn't work. That's incorrect. That's not true. That doesn't work. If it's lit, you cannot make a bracha. You have to make a bracha on lighting. Mishnah Berurah strongly disagrees with
the eye. That's what we do on Friday.
Why?
You light and then you make a bracha.
No, he says that because there it's, we're still trying to catch over Asiyosan. It's you're not making up. You're making a bracha on the lighting, just delayed. It's delayed reaction. It's a delayed reaction, but it's not coming. It's not the same as showing up an hour later and now suddenly making a bracha. We were trying to overlatsiyosan, to make it as much overlatsiyosan, pieces your dime, etc. But really, it goes within the action of doing the mit of the hadlaka. Yes, it's not prior, it's after, but it's within the activity of lighting. But showing up an hour later and now suddenly in mitten talk to start saying lahadlik, that doesn't make any sense. But Mishnah Berurah says the first point of Chiddush is that is true. There is a Yisod, which we're going to see later, and Mishnah Berurah agrees with that, and Poskim agree with that. He said you can make a conditional hadlokas neiras. In other words, the first point was the first point of Chiddush. Do you remember the first point of Chiddush in the Maharash? That it's not intrinsically connected to Kabbalah Shabbos. Hadlokas neiras Shabbos is a mitzvah. To light Shabbos candles is a mitzvah. But it doesn't force you to accept Shabbos. It doesn't force you. So you can do mitzvah hadlokas neiras. You can do a rabbinical mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles without accepting Shabbos. It's two different things. Most times we do them simultaneously. Ladies do it simultaneously. No, so yeah, it's Taki, you're right. You're 100% right, Rabbi Feingold, and he disagrees with the Maharash. And he says, for another reason, what the ladies should do on these chuppah situations, they should light, but they should make a tnai. They say, I'm lighting with greatest pleasure, I'm lighting it myself, I'm not sending my Bogdan, my goy, and I'm not coming 2 hours later, and I'm going to make a bracha. None of that. I'm lighting and I'm making a bracha. But I'm lighting without accepting Shabbos. Yes, it does work. You can light without accepting Shabbos. We have to realize that it's just, I don't think incidentally, it's probably exaggerated, but it's not intrinsically connected. Hadlokas Neiras Shabbos with Kabbalah Shabbos is not intrinsically, naturally connected. It's nice and it's good, but it doesn't have to be. Yeah. Very good. That's Bialoch's question. Bialoch says, so you're saying, according to that, speak out. You're aiming on Kabbalah Shabbos. So you might as well do the bracha before lighting. That's beautiful. That's what Bialoch says. So Bialoch says on the side, I'm quickly going to go to the Bialoch because you're addressing it, and we're going to go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Bialoch says, Achad Lok, I'm Mishnah Berurah. The Isha Shemasne She'en Mekabal Shabbos Bad Loka, if I'm going to the Bialoch on the side, and a woman who makes a condition, she's not Mekabal Shabbos with his Hadloka, Bialoch says, Oy Ish, or a man, which a man, whenever a man does Hadlokas Neiras, we never accept in ourselves to accept Shabbos when we light. It's a women's thing. Man, if you don't have any intention and you light, we'll see the halacha later. If a man lights Shabbos candles, for whatever the reason is, he's not accepting Shabbos unless he dafka desires to do it. The natural default position is you're not accepting Shabbos. So he says, the camera like come on the NC Khazlat, unless you don't even have to make a condition. Says that the Chaim says that you should nevertheless make the bracha afterwards, after lighting. Mishum de loy pluk, because of the general rule of loy pluk that we find in Shas and Poiskim. For kedasim, we're going to light up in the dongen. Have a medir ba'agon rabbi kveige b'chidushav, hu medir b'chai odom uch, to b'zei v'ochu v'achar chidlok, this is these great, very great giants like rabbi kveige, and chai odom and others, who disagree with this loy pluk, and they say this loy pluk doesn't actually exist. You're making up this loy pluk, it doesn't exist. And yes, indeed, according to your rationale, Reb Gideon, they should take a, there's no reason for them not to, and they should take a make the bracha over Lasiyosan to the outlook. Anyway, not make a couple of Shabbos now. They make it tonight. They made it tonight, so there's no reason for them to delay the bracha. They can make a bracha over Lasiyosan and do outlook as Neiris. I don't know what the minig is. I don't know if anybody's got experience in this. Loipluk? Yeah, Loipluk. So, whenever, so yeah, I don't know what the minig is. Has any ever your wife lit without a couple of Shabbos? Ever happened? Your wife ever? Anybody? Sometimes, I'll tell you when it's quite common, young couples, it's very common. They have the Shaila, and I did that when I remember when we got married in Etzisrael, you have a couple of Shabbos and you go elsewhere for whatever, so that you're sometimes not a couple of Shabbos. So, that leads to say Vav. I think that I think it's a good shaila. It's a very good shaila. I think that pashtus, if you are going to eat something when you, upon your return, I mean both are acceptable. But I think that if you're going to come back and you're going to eat something still with candles lit, you're going to eat something there. You're going to have some benefit from it. I think I would be the better mahalach, but one could argue with that. One could argue.
I thought it was always connected to where you sleep.
Well, according to most poskim, it's about eating as opposed to sleeping.
It's more yeah. Where you eat, rather
yeah.
Than you sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there is the truth is we'll discuss that a bit more. It's about sivov. We'll see, but it has the truth is a bit of both in it. So we'll see. We'll get to that, Mitzvah Hashem. Yeah. If you want, if it does, if he lights, and then what happens? How much later? Like 2 hours later, or just 2 minutes, or just 2 seconds? Not straight after, then it's yeah. The Mugravom said the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it at all. He says you can't do it. Yeah. Mishnah Berurah says you can't do it. So you should make with this night. Vehuadin Beisha, the Mishnah Berurah continues and finishes off in the last two lines of this important Mishnah Berurah. Vehuadinami Beisha Shechal Leil Tvila Sefer of Shabbos. He said it's not only Chuppah, same halach will apply also with Leil Tvila. That she also, again, she doesn't want him to cover Shabbos straight away without locker. Tadlik, she should light. Vesevorich Koilim Alechosel Veisa Tvila. She should make a bracha. She should not mekabel Shabbos. For sisne, she make it nice and mekabel Shabbos alacha rechitz vechafifa. She do exactly the same model as discussed now. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah holds over here. Okay, that's this very, very key Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chav Aleph. And again, Mishnah Berurah does not agree with the opinion of the Maharash. He does not agree. And according to Mishnah Berurah, there is no such thing as making a bracha on a lit candle. You cannot. He cannot. There is no such thing. And you will always have to light, make a bracha within the same action, within the same seconds. And you cannot an hour later show up and make a bracha on a lit candle. He said it doesn't work. How can I show it doesn't work? And rather, so what he recommends you should do, he said there's no issue, there's nobody ever, it's no problem to make a tnai and a conditional acceptance, that's fine. And that's acceptable, and that's perfectly in order. Right. Mishnah Berurah here addresses the nusach, the correct wording of the bracha, to say, adlik ne'er or ne'er reus shel Shabbos. What's the correct nusach? Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Ladlik ne." For filuk shemadlik kamon eros. Indeed, even if you light numerous candles, you still say ladlik ne shel Shabbos. To avoid the shame ne, it's better to say ne. Ki ikar chiyuv al ne echob. And the reason for that is because really we're obligating only one. Yes, the many is zochav shomoy according to children or says the debris as discussed. But it's not really the obligation. Obligation is really only one.
Now, the Mishnah in Sifkot Chov Gimel tells us the concept of Gam Biyom Tov first white line. Enzuch Levorich Zman Al Adloke Miubankam Shenagun Limchus Biyot. Mishnah Bura says that on Yom Tov, generally, he mentions briefly over here, that generally the minhag is that by on Yom Tov, the women not only say Lahat Ineh Shel Yom Tov, but also they make a bracha of Shechiyonu. Now, this is hard to fully understand, and the early Achronim are bothered about this. And they say, why on earth do the ladies make Shechiyonu per Adlokas Neiras Yom Tov? Why? How does that come into it? And they question it. But the consensus of pretty much all the poskim is that that's the minhag. Rav Moshe says it's been the minhag for hundreds of years. That's what Moshe says. It's been a century old, centuries. The problem is that why should they make Shechiyonu? It's part of Kiddush. Shechiyonu is part of Kiddush. And it's pretty random to make it then. Pardon? They don't have them. So why don't they make the Hagofen themselves? Why don't they make Kiddush themselves? How did it start, this minik? How did it start? Why aren't they not Yoitzim the Shechiyonu of the Kiddush? How did this minik start? Why? Why? It's good enough. My Hagofen is good enough. My Kiddush is good enough. My Hamotzi is good enough. My Shechion is not good enough. I'm not offended. Like, don't misunderstand me. But why? Why? So, Lahadlik Neshel Yom Tov, that's on them too. I understand that. But where suddenly, out of the blue, comes the Shechion about Lokas Neres. So, I understand. My great, great, great grandmother and everybody else's great, great, great grandmother did themselves for centuries. But the question is exactly, it's hard to exactly justify and understand where that comes from. Well, it sounds pretty random if you think about it. So why don't they make Kiddush at the same time? Yeah, okay, I'm saying, I find it, yeah. It's really, Shechion really is part of Kiddush. It's part, you make Kiddush on the Yoim, and then you make Shechion on the Yoim. It's you're tearing out the Kiddush. So Lemaisa, I know that the way it really applies, this Shaila, where it's more, a practical application of this query is when men are lighting Yom Tov candles. In the rare or in the case that a man will light a Yom Tov candle, that's a shaila then. So will you say that, of course he's going to do that look as Neshel Yom Tov, he's going to do that look and he's going to make a bracha, but will you say his mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, great-great-great-grandmother did Shechiyonu, so he should also? Because that's already become part of the Adlokas Neiras. Who will you say, the meaning is questionable, and the ones who do it, but it doesn't really apply to men, and they shouldn't do it. You wouldn't have guessed, but the Biskrov, when he lit himself, he didn't make Shechiyonu. Okay, it's a nice shaila. Good, okay, Rabbi said, just to recap briefly what we covered tonight. We discussed the opinion of the famous opinion, widely quoted opinion of the Maharash, quoted in Mogen Avraham, that if there's a chuppah and the ladies don't know what to do about the adlokah, Maharash holds, long before Kabbalah Shabbos, she can come back later and then make the bracha then, and before that, I've still done melachas. Mishnah Berurah attacks it and he doesn't like it. And he said, no, it certainly doesn't work because you cannot make a bracha on glukovei medes. As long as it's just burning and lit already, you cannot make a bracha. Similarly, you can't ask a goy to light for you and you make a bracha. It doesn't work. Rather, says the Mishnah Berurah, the right approach is to make it tznai condition. And we're learning that it's not intrinsically axiomatic. It's not connected really naturally. The Kabbalah Shabbos with the locus is not naturally connected. And she can, without hesitation and without as a reservation, she can be Mekabel Shabbos. She can light without being Mekabel Shabbos. And that's what she should do in this scenario as well. We learned that the Bir Halacha says that in case you should not mekabel Shabbos, there's two opinions as to whether you should make the bracha before Adlokah or still you should make the Adlokah and afterwards make the bracha. And we said there's two opinions on that. And finally, we discussed the Nusach that Ladig Ne is the correct Nusach even if you're lighting a few candles. And we also spoke briefly about Shechiyonu, that the minhag is, and Elim Chos Biyodon. Okay, good evening, Abayisa.